there are some guidelines as to what actually is known as high protein. So a good source of protein mathematically is anything above 10 grams, right? And then something that their marketing will use to identify that it's high protein in the supermarket is if it's above 10 grams, they're legally allowed to say high protein. A good source of protein, though, is something above 5 grams.
How much protein does a person actually need then?
A rough guideline for how much protein a person needs is estimated around 0.5 to 1 gram per kilo of body weight. So averagely for most adults, it's 50 to 70 grams of protein is what we need.
In a day?
In a day.
How much protein per serve is worthwhile? I know you said 10 grams in this item, but if I'm making my breakfast, making my lunch, how much protein do I want on that plate?
So if we take it back to more of a visual aspect, because it can be hard sometimes to visualize what 10 grams looks like, it's about a quarter of the plate, so about a palm-sized portion of protein is what we need at each meal. And then when you're at the supermarket, it's easier to then to turn around that label and have a look on the back and see the proteins that way.
So people need to get familiar with the labels.
Yeah. It's very important to look at the labels, not just the front of the packet, because that's all marketing. The real stuff and the real information's on the back.
So if I was to walk down an aisle and go, oh, this is my regular cereal, the cereal next to it looks the same but says high protein, then when I pick up the box and look at the back, remind me again, what am I looking at to know, is it actually a good nutritional choice?
Yeah, so when you flip it around and you see that little white box, a lot of people look at it and go, this is very confusing, this is very overwhelming, what am I reading? Kind of an easy way to break it down if we're looking at protein. You have your per serve and you have your per 100 gram columns, right? Most of the time people go to the per serve because that's quite easy to kind of understand, that's one serve of this food item, but we shouldn't be doing that because marketing make it, they can decide what one serve looks like. So one serve of one item could be more in grams than one serve of the item you're comparing against to.
Right.
So you always go 100 gram versus 100 gram. And then you compare the protein from that 100 gram to the other 100 gram. That's the best way to identify the difference between the two.
Zay, does more protein in a product, and I should preface, I know protein comes in steak, but I'm thinking about all the different fancy bars and cereals and even chips these days that now have high protein. Does it necessarily mean that it's a healthier product?
No, so it doesn't. Most of the time when we see something like that, we see our muesli bars, we see our fancy looking chip packets, our protein waters, all these different types of food products that say high protein, we go, oh, that must be really healthy. But when it's high protein, often the case is it's high in everything else. So high protein can also be high in sugar, can be high in saturated fats. So you have to be very careful. And that's where that 100 gram column comes into play again. It's not just protein we look at. We have to look at the fats. We have to look at the salt. We have to look at heaps of different things, the sugars.
It sounds like a lot of people could get caught out by marketing.
Definitely. It's very difficult to identify the difference nowadays.
Are there foods people assume are high in protein but aren't?
Yes. Yeah. Kind of tagging on what we were talking about before, a lot of those protein muffins, protein cereals, protein bars, a lot of the case we go and we see that and we go, this must be really high in protein. This is really good for us. But more case than not, it's not the best option.
What are some cheap or healthy alternatives people can use to get high protein? Because what should also be said is those fancy looking things are often pretty pricey.
They are. And we have to kind of take it back to the basics sometimes. And when we're looking for a high protein, healthy option, there are lots on the supermarket shelves we can pick from. A couple to list would be eggs, tinned tuna is always a great high protein source. Greek yogurt, there's plenty of Greek yogurts out there. We have the high protein Greek yogurts, but even just a standard light full cream Greek yogurt is just as high in protein as what those high protein packaged yogurts are. Cottage cheese is a great one, beans and lentils, and then also even just our full cream milk.
From your perspective as a dietitian, is there value in people leaning into these, I'm going to say, easy access, quick fix protein items? Let's say if they don't have time to make a meal. Is there value in these quick solutions?
Look, there is definitely still some value in having these products available to you on your convenience at your home, in your cupboard. But you just don't want to lean on these as the sole best source of protein that you can find. It is great as a convenience on the go sometimes food. I know I've self-indulged in them as well because they are easy, they are there, and every now and then they are okay to have, but they just wouldn't be something I would rely on as an everyday necessity for your protein intake.
What do you just make of the obsession with protein?
I think that the obsession with protein, I support that. I think it's a great obsession. I myself love protein. I think it's one of the most important nutrients in our diet. I think that it's a very undermined and underlooked nutrient, but we just have to be careful of where we get it from, because marketing is also hopping on this trend and they're trying to make a quick buck out of what we all really want to have in our diet.
I heard someone say that if you eat protein as well, it's a good way of staying full. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. So protein takes a long time to break down and digest in our stomach. So it's a really good way to feel satiated, to feel full without needing to have a whole lot of food.